I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 857, If Death Is Not the Ultimate Enemy. You know, the older I get, the more I look back on things I used to worry about and wring my hands over and wonder why I thought they were such huge deals at the time. I think the best perspective for this is not to look in the mirror, but to look at friends or children or grandchildren. There is a lot of drama in young people. Drama in young adults, even, that I don't see in seasoned saints. There's a lot of conversation and confusion and chaos over who gets invited to what event and whose child is mad at your child and who's talking to whom about you. We worry and stew over things that old people just are able to let go. Now, I'm not there yet, but I'm working on it. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors, ourselves. I think it's time for some perspective. You know, even bigger worries don't hold the ultimate power over us. In the book Leading with a Limp, author Dan Allender makes this statement that caused me to write boom in the margin. He said, "What if I make a huge mistake and get fired? What if I am hated because of the decision I made? What if the current crisis takes the organization down?" Now, these are not small matters, nor are they to be addressed in a cavalier manner. But what is the worst that can occur? Public exposure and shame? Loss of reputation? Harsh judgments from those that I failed? Now, none of those are experiences that are easy, but they're not equivalent to death. They must be humiliating, but they don't require a loss of our hearts and souls. And then he wrote this line, and this is what got me to write boom beside it. He wrote, "If death is not my ultimate foe, then anything less than death is truly a small enemy. And it's not an enemy that has power to rob me of worth or of joy." Can you see the power in that statement? Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Don't you see? If death is not the ultimate enemy, if the resurrection of Jesus has defeated it for us, then whatever we are going through, no matter how hard and frustrating it can be, it cannot ultimately defeat us. We can begin to see everything through the prism of the empty tomb first. We're not going to escape the pressures and disappointments of life. They just are. They're a part of what it means to be human. But we can view them in light of the bigger story, where we in Christ are more than conquerors, Paul tells us. We're victors. With every enemy defeated and all shame and guilt gone and real relationships restored eternally. You see, this too is part of the gospel, the good news of Jesus for those who love him. Do you remember the book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and It's All Small Stuff? Well, in light of Jesus' victory for us, what we think is big stuff might truly be small stuff. So let's relax in that truth today. Here's the great question. What huge issue is eating at you right now that you need to begin to see through the lens of eternity? Let's pray. Lord, please help me put the contemporary troubles in the perspective of eternity. Yes, life is hard and death is real, but you are life and death is defeated. I can rest in you even in a world that doesn't know you, because I do, and I'll know you forever. Thanks for your peace today. Thanks for taking care of all my sin and defeating my greatest enemies. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 858. And in the meantime, I saw this meme and I liked it. Life is too short. Grudges are a waste of perfect happiness. Laugh when you can, apologize when you should, and let go of what you can. Love what you've got, and always remember what you had. Podcast family, God has so much joy for us when we begin to see that death is not the ultimate enemy.